Tuesday, April 25th, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I planted my tomatoes last weekend, and it is good that I have some tents to cover them with, as forecasts for lows look frigid yet this week. The forecast is both wet and cold. I asked Dr. Elwin Taylor why we had rain in February this year. He said that it was part of a powerful wet weather system that drenched the West Coast last winter, reaching us in the Corn Belt. It hasn't stopped yet, and I think that some of the moisture we've been getting is still due to the airflow from the Pacific rather than coming north from the Delta region. I was reading how planters were rolling hard some places, but not so much where we live. The cold, wet forecast had farmers here holding off on planting yet. As I've noted, corn planted in mid-April out-yielded corn planted on this date on the calendar last year. I believe that our operation can plant over 10% of the crop in a day when they get rolling. I was told that they finished my corn last night, as it was on the front end of the planting schedule. I have more soybeans this year. USDA reported that 17% of the corn crop was in Sunday night, just 1% short of the average, and planters were rolling Monday ahead of the rain. The corn planting progress was made mostly in the southern Corn Belt, with much less planted in Minnesota, Iowa, and the Dakotas. 6% of soybeans are in. There was a 90% chance of rain on Tuesday, with rain chances virtually every day this next week. Delays will have to get very protracted in May for farmers to shift from corn to soybeans. Just 22% of spring wheat is planted, falling well behind the average of 34%. There may well be some spring wheat shifted to soybeans in the northern plains. I would expect more cotton and more soybeans in the June acreage survey. The trade is worried about some freezing temperatures, but the winter wheat crop is currently in good shape, with 54% good to excellent. The planting progress report was a little better than expected, but the forecast is ugly. It does get hard to get excited about new crop when the old crop balance sheets are so heavy. Corn farmers have bins full of corn to sell before harvest. We finally have a Secretary of Agriculture. They confirmed Sonny Perdue. He seems like he'll be a good choice, strong in most everything but on biofuels. The Trump administration does not have a champion for ethanol in it. If Donald is ever distracted, there are plenty of anti-RFS big oil champions in the government willing to harm biofuel in many ways. Perdue's primary job will be protecting ag exports in an administration of protectionists who are willing to risk them as they go at it revamping the entire U.S. trade stance with all of our trading partners. They have been getting set up in this first 100 days to have a real go at trade. The turmoil is yet to come. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. America First protectionism was going to start somewhere. They chose to begin with a 20% tariff on Canadian lumber. The charge is that Canadian lumber is being dumped into the United States because the Canadian milling industry can get wood from government-owned land at lower prices. A 20% tariff on a $5 billion market is a pretty healthy tax. The cost of building a house in the United States just went up, as it will ultimately be Americans that pay it. This is the wrong kind of inflation. This should discourage importers from buying lumber in Canada. They did not wait to renegotiate NAFTA to impose punitive tariffs in this instance. This lays down a marker as they go to the negotiating table. If Canadians thought that Trump was ignoring them, think again. He will be going after the Canadian dairy industry, too. Prime Minister Trudeau says they are going to present Washington with facts. Good luck with that. While the focus has shifted to Canada, there is no reason for Mexico to think anything has changed either. Trump is going to use NAFTA to send a message to the rest of the world to set the table for other bilateral trade talks. This is a major trend change toward protectionism, and the ag sector will see repercussions. Trump is reportedly going to concede his funding for the wall in order to get the spending bill passed to keep the government running. He says people want the wall, and some do, but not many outside of his rallies, and they expected Mexico to pay for it. Spending billions on a stupid wall when we have need for billions in infrastructure spending in this country is nuts. Fix the locks and dams in the Mississippi. Comprehensive tax reform has no chance right now, so Trump wants to cut the corporate tax rate to 15%. That is where he promised to lower the taxes that farmers pay to 15%. Even that will not be so simple. They would repeal business tax deductions to pay for much of the cut, so it remains to be seen if this is a good thing. We need to see what they take away before we jump on board. This is also where the deficit goes up. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.